According to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2 and a half-ish, maybe? I don't even know. Of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening, it's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990, even first thing in the morning. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour and a half, we're going to call it the Midnight 30 Hour. It will be time for the Radio Obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Okay, months. Whatever. But this is a highly unusual episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. As you know, we do record in advance from Babyland. We're doing that today, so that's pretty normal. But it's not even noon yet. This has never happened. Never, ever, once, not ever, no. Closest you can get to that is when the show went really late. But that was live. That was not recorded. That was not me getting up and doing the thing. So here I am doing the thing for you right now because I didn't want to let you down, even though I'm about to go pick up my mother from an airport and bring her back and see if she can stay up late enough to listen to the show. I'm not guaranteeing it. You know, I've been doing this show, what, 35 years? She's never listened. Not once. I don't know how this is all going to go. But I digress, as often I do. So as I was panicking this week, because of course, you know, you have to get everything ready when your mother's coming to visit, which she has not done in 20 years. But so as I've been panicking all week, your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., has been trying to talk me off that ledge. And if anybody has a good idea, it's him. So we're going with his idea of a show I could put together fast. And that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you what it is. You may have noticed over the years that when he hears something he likes on the show, he will copy the Spinatron posting of it and put it into the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I don't know what he does with this data, but he does it. So I did a search on all of those and pulled out a chunk of them. And that's what we've got tonight. And, you know, just to augment things a little bit, so it's not all about Freddie Stockwell. Not all about him. Just mostly about him. I also went through and pulled a few things that many others of you said over the years that you loved. So we're going to be hearing things loved by members of the Ever and Beginning staff and just wonderful listenership, including you, the listener. There are no bad ideas. That's all I know right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
to jawan jawan raat meherban chhedo koi dastaan raat jawan jawan raat meherban छेड़ो कोई दास्तां रुत जवां जवां कुछ झुकी झुकी नजर कहे कुछ छुपा छुपा सा डर कहे जो कहे वो रात भर कहे फिर भी न हो कुछ बयान रुत जवां जवां रात मेहरबान छेड़ो कोई दास्तां रुत जवां जवां गम खुशी खुशी छुपा लिया दर्द को भी दिल बना लिया जिंदगी ने आजमा लिया तुम तो न लो इम्तिहान रुत जवां जवां रात मेहरबान छेड़ो कोई दास्तां रुत जवां जवां
Met him up in 16, hot damn, holy smokes. Met him up in 16, break out your best jokes. Skies are blue. Thank you. 16. Hot damn, holy smokes. A metal muffin 16, burning charcoal smoke.
I bought a stand for my microwave and I was amazed when it came in a box and I had to put it together. But by following the instructions, I managed to do it. I figured if I got stuck, I could call my neighbor next door. He's a college student, but I didn't need to. I got it all done by myself.
Ha ha ha! you've gone and wrecked me through and through. You've got me to the place I don't know what to do. I loved you truly, you thought I didn't care. Now all I see is blue atoms everywhere. About my head, blue atoms filling my soul with dread, blue atoms meet me everywhere. How you haunt me, flying about in the air. Blue atoms casting your spell over me. Blue atoms, I close my eyes not to see, but there you are, wrecking my soul. It seems that now I have no goal. Blue atoms whispering in my ear, love is gone, there's nobody now to care. There's nobody now to care.
Sitting at Ted's drums, sticks hooked in her thumbs, setting sail for fun. The good ship Norabel, across the great divide, life's narrow, then it's wide. Pitch from side to side, the good ship Norabel, the good ship Norabel. Over the ocean swell, pencil or pastels, the good ship Norabel and precious cargo. A song that skims the waves, parfois en français. It's swinging when we sway, the good ship Norabel.
sitting in the living room watching TV. I heard a strange noise and I thought I'd go and see. Spooky looking thing coming down from the sky. I know you won't believe it, but neither could I. It circled around the house and it landed in the street. The door opened up and my heart skipped a beat. A little bitty fella weighed about 30 pounds. Stepped outside and started dancing all around. He said, zippy hippy dippy and a coochie pie flew. A zippy hippy dippy and a coochie pie flew. He waved to the ship, so there must have been two. A zippy hippy dippy and a coochie pie flew. He wore a sack dress and a pair of rubber boots. Out stepped a little woman and she was kinda cute. She wore short shorts and a shirt red, red. And they both had rabbit ears on their head. They said, zippy hippy dippy and a coochie pie flew. A zippy hippy dippy and a coochie pie flew. Sing and dance is all they would do. A zippy hippy dippy and a coochie pie flew. They stayed around for a couple of hours. I learned a few words and I taught them some of ours. Coochie pie flew means something like a stroll. And zippy hippy dippy means a rock and roll. Zippy hippy dippy and a coochie pie flew. A zippy hippy dippy and a coochie pie flew. Two little people I'm glad I knew. A zippy hippy dippy and a coochie pie flew. Zippy hippy dippy and a coochie pie flew. Zippy hippy dippy and a coochie pie blue. Zippy hippy dippy and a coochie pie.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And yes, that was 30 minutes. And we're playing things that were appreciated by you, the listener, over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group over the years. I love it when you tell me what you like. It's nice. And of course, it's nice to be nice when you know that you're nice. So it all works out here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. We've got plenty of it to get through as we continue on this first portion of the program, being pre-recorded for you at Babyland on a beautiful, beautiful morning. Of course, we've got the radio obituaries coming up in about an hour, and I think we're just going to jump right back in and talk to you then, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Good.
that story, Men Against the Sea. That's a true story. It's a pocketbook I read. Devil's Island is another pocketbook. It's an unfictitious story. I read it. I read the Mutiny on the Bounty trilogy. That's non-fictitious. I read about John Dillinger, the criminal. He had a mustache. I saw it in his picture. His mustache was the color white or gray. I read Frank Buck's Bring 'Em Back Alive. I took it out of the library, I read it, and then I returned it. Frank Buck, I read the whole thing. You know what he brought back? Elephants, monkeys, giraffes, and zebras. I know he brought back elephants and monkeys, and I think zebras and giraffes as well. The monkeys got wet, if I remember right. I would say that the monkeys were on the deck and got wet from salt water or from the water from the guy who was swabbing the decks.
Is you, baby, just you, baby, 'cause you're my heart's delight. The first time that you ever kissed me and you squeezed me with all of your might, I knew, baby, that you, baby, would be my heart's delight. And it ain't what you say, it's the way how you say it. You say, love me, baby, and I have to obey it. Your sweet talk puts me at your command, and you rule me with the wave of your hand. That's why the first thing I want in the morning and the last thing I want at night is you, baby, just you, baby, because you're my heart's delight. The wave of your hand. That's why the first thing I want in the morning and the last thing I want at night is you, baby, just you, baby, 'cause you're my heart's delight.
Said and done to think that I'm the love. So you see, I just can't imagine that you love me. After all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me.
Start no screaming and bitching, four hands, one high. Hey, butter cakes, how do you like your negligee?
Hey, thumb bob, let me stress that tie.
Hey, butter cakes, how about if I open your oyster shell?
Hey, thumb bob, that would be just fine.
The honeymoon's done, and sure was fun. Got a buzz home to the honeycomb. Four hands, one heart. Hey, snuggle poo, how do I love thee?
Hey, bullfrog, let me count the waves.
Hey, snuggle poo, how do you get the clothes so soft?
Hey, bullfrog,
then we're in 4 days. Mars is happy with the morning star. No screaming and bitching for now. Stay that way till the hemorrhaging starts. Four hands,
one heart.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you.
No, thank
no.
you.
No.
She be coming around the mountain, charming Betsy. She be coming around the mountain, Coralie, poor thing. And if I never see you again, good gal, remember me. Well, a rich girl, she rides in a Cadillac, eh? Poor gal, she does the same. Now my gal, she rides in a T-model Ford, but she gets there just the same. She be coming around the mountain, charming Betsy. She be coming around the mountain, Coralie, poor thing. And if I never see you again, good gal, remember me. Poor gal, she does the same. Now my gal, she lives in the Nashville jail, but it's a brick house just the same. She be coming around the mountain, charming Betsy. She be coming around the mountain, Coralie, poor thing. And if I never see you again, good gal, remember me. Now my gal don't wear no perfume at all, but you can smell her just the same. She be coming around the mountain, charming Betsy. She be coming around the mountain, Coralie, poor thing. And if I never see you again, good gal, remember.
I hear you calling, I hear you every time you say my name. But it's no use, baby, your calling's all in vain. no use of crying. You did the lying. You tried to cheat, but you to blame. But it's no use, baby. Your crying's all in vain. I packed my suitcase. I bought my ticket. It won't be long and I'll be on my way. I'm leaving, yes, I'm leaving, and I'm gone away to stay. I hear you knocking, I hear you calling, I hear you every time you say my name. But it's no use, baby, your calling's all in vain. It won't be long and I'll be on my way. I'm leaving, yes, I'm leaving, and I'm gone away to stay. I hear you knocking, I hear you calling, I hear you every time you say my name. But it's no use, baby, your calling's all in.
David, there's a tornado coming. Definitely seek shelter. And don't find it in an open barn. Go to the root cellar. Open those doors and slide down inside.
I was driving home up the highway. I was on my way back home from being away. Reports kept coming on the news about tornadoes passing through the area. They said they were spotting them different places. They said they saw some over near the airport. I was listening, but I kept on driving. I was listening to the radio, and they kept interrupting. And then they'd say one was going to be passing by right near where I was heading to. I thought, well, this maybe isn't so good. But I kept going. I didn't see anything going on in the sky that I could tell. Kept driving. Then another report came on with one of those kind of noises they do there from the when there's a storm warning. They do, you always hear the test of it, but I'd never heard the real thing. And this was the real thing. And they said, get in a ditch. They were telling me to get in a ditch or find shelter. So I thought, well, right up here at this corner, there's a convenience store here and a gas station. So I'll stop there. So I stopped there and a couple other people had stopped. People came in and everybody in the store seemed to know that there was this tornado that was maybe going to be coming right through there, maybe bearing right down on it. I came in and there was a family with some little kids. A couple of them, I think, was barefoot. Then there was a woman who had some really nice clothes on. She had a little poodle that was all clipped real nice. And then there was some guy who was shopping in there and he had some tattoos. And I thought, look at this arrangement, all these different people here. This is like the Gilligan's Island or something. We've got the right cast here. We're all going to be stranded here together. And the woman working in the store was letting people use the phone for free. She said, well, if it comes through here, we're going to go get in the freezer. And I thought that's probably a good idea. Or maybe it wasn't a freezer, just a refrigerator, but I saw those big glass windows and I thought this can't be too good. So it was telling everybody that and we were just listening to see where the storm was going to be coming. And then a big truck pulled in. And it was one of those big gas trucks. And a guy got out and came in, and he was there to make a gas delivery. And I thought, this can't be good. This is how you end up with a fireball. This was going to switch from being Gilligan's Island to be some kind of disaster movie now. I thought, this thing's going to get blown right into this, and the whole thing's going to explode. Well, no storm came through there. Everything was all right, and then everybody went on their way. But when I got north of there, I saw that a storm had passed through. A tornado came through the next town up and had really knocked down a lot of stuff. But that's as close as I came to a tornado.
Well, it is a tremendous, very black cloud that's burgeoning up into the heavens and coming down in a kind of funnel. It's exactly the way the weather people describe it. Ooh, the wind has started really badly. I'm going to run to the root cellar. You come if you want to.
We'll be right back. Hi there. I'm Harry Connick Jr. Kids have a lot on their plates these days. It can be hard as parents to stop and think about how something like learning music now can help them in the future. Music helps kids because it's a performing art, and children need to learn to really perform well to succeed in society. Getting an 85% on a math test is pretty good, but hitting 85% of the right notes during a concert isn't good enough for most music students or their teachers. A special kind of practice and preparation goes into the discipline of performing music, and it helps kids perform better in all areas of their lives.
A PSA brought to you by the National Association for Music Education.
But I'm a fan. Look at me swing, ring-a-ding-ding. I even call my girlfriend man. I'm so hip. Every Saturday night, with my suit buttoned tight and my suede's on, I'm getting my kicks, watching arty French flicks with my shades on. I'm too much, I'm a gas. I am anything but middle class. When I hang around the band, popping my thumbs, digging the drums, squares don't seem to understand why I flip. They're not hip like I'm hip. I'm hip, I'm alive. I enjoy any joint where there's jive. I'm on top of every trend. Look at me go, vo-de-o-do. Darren knows my friend. I'm so hip, I'm hip, but not weird. Like you notice, I don't wear a beard. Beards were in, but now they're out. They had their day, now they're passé. Just ask me if you're in doubt, 'cause I'm hip. Now whatever the fads, and whatever the ads say, it's Neatsville. I'll be keeping abreast, out in front of the rest with Elitesville. 'Cause I'm cool as a cuke. I'm a cat, I'm a card, I'm a kook. I get so much out of life. Really I do, scuba-doo-boo. One more time, play Mac the Knife. Let her rip, I may flip, but I'm